It seemed like I remember my daddy selling some, maybe about 20-some cent, or 19 cent, I believe.
Pound?
Yeah. And that was, when he would come from the market, you could tell that, well, he was happy or unhappy, you know, with the sale.
Now, this was tobacco that you raised on your own land?
Yes, sir.
I thought, when you were farming, though, you never were a sharecropper, your family?
My parents were.
Okay.
But since I've been married,
when you got married, you had your own land.
Well, my father-in-law, we was all, we just worked. When we first got married, we didn't have any land at that time, but he would just give each one of his children so much. Like he said, well, I'm going to let you have 2 acres and the other boy
How'd
have
he
two.
Get all his land?
He bought it.
Bought it?
Yeah.
So he was fairly wealthy?
Well, not considered wealthy.
Not considered wealthy, no. But he had a lot of land, though.
Well, about 150.
This is grand?
That was my husband's father.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Bonnie Harris. That's what the name, this road is named
for. Named after Bonnie Harris?
Yeah.
So he just was able to buy it over the years and had enough?
Yeah, well, back then land wasn't high like it is now.
How much was an acre?
This half acre that I got here with my house on, I paid $100 for.
Mm-hmm.
But in some places it was, we bought this for my husband's uncle. But I'm going to look on the paper some. We bought 37 acres back then, and it seemed like it was somewhere around $1,500 or something.
Hmm.
But see,
that
now.
Was in when?
That was in about 49 or 50. Mm-hmm. But see, laying there, what you pay for an acre now, you could buy a large farm. Mm-hmm. So, and then cotton, we would go out there and pick the cotton. And I think it would take about 1,500 pounds of cotton in the seeds to make a bale. And my dad would take the cotton, and they had some, call it a frame or whatever. Like the wagon had little places where you could stick pegs, and then they put a bagging around there, and you would get over in there and pack that cotton in there.
With the seeds?
Yeah, with the seeds. And you take it to the gin, mm-hmm. And then when you got to the gin, they would gin it to get the seeds out and put it in what they call a bale. And that bale, I remember, you would get somewhere around $500 for a bale of cotton.
And that would be represent, is that all your cotton? How many bales would
Well, it just depends on how many acres you had. Usually people would try to make a bale of cotton for each acre of cotton they planted. But, you know, they had some good years and some bad that it didn't turn out that well. Because we have had, you know, not make but 2 or 3. And I have made much as 10 bales. But, that was what they call a good cotton year. And back when the, what they call the boll weevils was real bad, people didn't, couldn't hardly live because the boll weevils, they called it. I was hearing a lot of songs about the boll weevils, how they, it destroyed people's crop.
I'm gonna stop this for a minute. What age were you when you were doing all this?
Well, I'd say this was on the, before I got married. You know, that we farmed and, you know.
Where we?
It seemed like we were kind of lucky to be around good people. I say good people, but then, like I tell people now, I don't see how we could, you know, fight against each other like we do. Because, you know, a lot of people now, like when they had Roots on, and what else was that on not long ago? Oh, Roots and the Delaney Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't see all of the Roots, but I said to some people that was something that helped them and made them thankful for where they had been. But then some people seemed like it kind of brought an anger in. But regardless of what them people did back there, I can't hate nobody for what somebody else did, you know? So we were real lucky, I think. Of course, back then, like I was born on Clyde Harris's farm, but I never, we wasn't around that house. Everybody back there is family. That's my granddaughter. But we wasn't around them, you know, like people be, everybody mostly stayed at home then. And I remember him and he got his leg cut off right across that bottom over there. He had some people out cutting hay. And he would drive his mule and buggy around the fields to, see how the hay workers was going on, because he had people in different places and on his plantation, they call it. And I remember as I was a little child, and I remember the day it happened, and it seemed like I heard, but didn't have rescue and thing like that. I don't know how they took him to the doctor, where they took him on that bug and horse or what. But he said, got off his buggy, and the man was cutting hay and had this long blade, you know. And he walked up on the wrong side or whatever and hit the mule to make the mule go faster. And when it did, it took off and cut his leg off.
Mm.
So from then on, I don't know if he ever got an artificial, because he's been dead now. Seemed like he died before my daddy did, and that's been over 60 years ago. But I'm sure you all remember Mr. Maud Harris. Mr. Maud Harris, you didn't remember him?
No. I mean, I recognize the name. But I don't know.
Yeah. So he still lived out here at his father's home. They had a brother named Harvey Harris. And I remember him as a child when I was a little girl. I remember they went.